Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. And don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com. There is where we have our live streaming video cast. There is where we have 15 years worth of archives. There's where the really great radio is at our website. And to that end, our daily podcast, which we have been releasing, will not end. They're going to continue, although we have put the most recent podcast behind our premium paywall. So only Backstage Pass holders can listen to the first 120 episodes of that podcast. The most recent 25 are free, but the first 120 are behind that subscription paywall. We're going to have a daily podcast coming up this coming summer that will be of great length, an hour or more. And a lot of stuff. We're going to have a video podcast that we're planning on releasing as well. I mean, where's the business? You know, where is the future? That's what I'm talking about, and that's where we're headed. 877-876-FILM. I'm giving out the phone number. We haven't taken a phone call on this radio show in so long that it doesn't make any difference. This is a show we don't need to take phone calls. God knows that it has not been an easy show to do over the last, I don't know how many, it seems like an eternity. It seems like 100 years. And but we will continue to endeavor. For those of you who have asked, where are you now, Phil? What stations are you on? I get more questions from people now. It's like never ending. What station are you on? Where? And I say, well, it's, you know, I said, well, why aren't you on here? And why aren't you? I said, don't ask me. What are you asking me? I don't know. Well, can't you talk? No, nobody talks to me. Nobody tells me anything. So I know that whatever stations we're on right now, all five of them or whatever they are, we appreciate that very much, but you can get a backstage pass at our website, and not only do you get to hear the show, you can also hear the behind the scenes, because we have an unedited, and believe me when I tell you, unedited and uncensored pre-show. We have an unedited and uncensored, I guess you could call it, unedited and uncensored commercial break part as well. I don't even know if we've, well, I better not say.
Well, do you have commercials?
Never mind, okay. Yes, so you get to see that part of the show as well as listen to it. So a backstage pass is worth that and more. PhilHendryShow.com, PhilHendryShow.com. And let me just leave it at that. With the backstage pass is you see a feed and you hear a feed that is for subscribers only. It's a commentary. It's a much, much bigger view of the radio show and a much, much bigger view of the behind the scenes. Again, it is closed only to our subscribers. And to get a subscription, go to philhendryshow.com and get a backstage pass, which has been misinterpreted by a lot of people. And there's Bud. What is it with you, man?
Well, it's funny.
Yeah, man, when everything with you is funny, like you're saying, double entendre and everything.
Double entendre, not double entendre. And yeah, everything I say, man, with you has got to have something to do with something depraved. All right, on the line with us is R.C. Collins. R.C. joining us from... he's from actually Bradley Military Academy in Altadena, California. We're going to talk with R.C. here. The negotiations that we had with you and your father, R.C., were, I would say, it's probably, I didn't think it would be that involved for just someone who's going to be guest hosting on our show, but your dad was involved. He drove a hard bargain. We were very, very happy to make the deal with him and with you, and we look forward to having you guest host the radio show.
We really appreciate it, Mr. Henry. We just felt that it was very, my dad felt it was very important that I get, you know, there's a certain price that I probably feel I command. And we felt that we got the price that we wanted to get.
All right, and I'm glad. And having you guest host on our program is of importance to us because you have been a popular guest host in the past.
Hold on.
He's going to tear his head off.
That's my friend Watson, Phil. You remember Cadet Watson?
Yeah.
Yeah. Say it again.
Michael Myers.
Watson's the guy who wants to tear Michael Myers' head off and wanted to know if you'd have him on your show.
No, I will not have him on my show, okay?
No, he won't. Why not?
That's not going to compliment. I'm not talking to him, okay?
Not talking to you, Watson.
What?
He's not talking to you.
Hey, I'm talking to you. All night long, I've met guys who were getting their motorcycles repaired.
Be yelling at me about it. I didn't do anything about it.
What are you doing?
Go sit down, Watson. Have a yogurt. I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. I apologize. Watson wanted to come on your show and talk about ripping Michael Myers' head off and ripping him a new one.
I know all about your friend Cadet Watson. Is this guy mentally challenged or something?
Wait, well, hold on. Get a yogurt. No, I don't eat that. I don't eat that slop. Give me a coffee. I don't eat that crap. Give me a coffee, black coffee.
All
right. Watson's all messed up. I mean, his dad put him at Bradley Military Academy, too, on account he wanted to teach him some, you know, to be a man and everything. And then they found out that his grandma used to say that Watson's touched. Have you ever heard that term?
Yeah, that's what the old-timers called being mentally, you know, like being nuts.
Well, so his grandma thinks he's nuts? He probably is. He wants to rip Michael Myers a new ass.
I know, I've heard. He knows that Michael Myers doesn't exist, huh?
What do you mean he doesn't exist? In some way, there's probably a Michael Myers out there somewhere. Watson wants to rip his head off and crap down his neck. Hold on for a minute. What? No, man, I don't want the yogurt. You get it. I want black coffee. Black. Good and strong.
Where are you guys?
Down at the mall.
It's almost midnight.
Yeah?
Okay. I don't know. You guys have time off?
Well, we got a little bit of spring vacation left over, and me and Watson got into our dress uniforms and come down here. And it's just for looking, you know, at the store windows and everything in case anybody needs assistance.
Say that again.
I said we got into our dress uniforms, come down here to the mall in case nobody needs assistance. But what we're really doing, we're just seeing if women are, you know, we're scoping out women and everything.
Oh, in your dress uniform, scoping chicks.
Well, yeah, but I mean, we're not all, you know, we're not, like, playing pocket pool or anything. We're pretending like, you know, we're window shopping.
Oh, that's real manly.
Well, I mean, well, whatever. We're not holding hands or anything. Here. Okay. He's giving me the... I don't want yogurt, man.
Yeah, you said you did.
No, I didn't, man. I didn't say I wanted yogurt. Go back and get me a coffee. I want a black coffee, you dimwit. God.
Okay, RC, let's talk about you guest hosting on the show, okay?
Roger.
What do you plan on doing? What would you... You're going to have to carry 3 hours, not just a phone call. A three-hour show. What would you plan... In that eventuality. I don't know when I'm going to be going on vacation next, probably next week. What would you be planning?
Well, I think there's an awful lot that can be planned out. America's military future, my interest right now is in the strength of our country. I mean, I got to tell you something, Mr. Henry. You take a look around and everything. You know, I think Obama has really weakened the nation, and I know I shouldn't say that as a member of the military. I don't want to question my commander-in-chief, but technically he's not my commander-in-chief until I go to West Point, which I do hope that I will do.
Well, all right, so how's he weakened the country? He went out, he got Bin Laden, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean...
And he's used the drones to strike at the terrorists. It doesn't look like we've taken our foot off the gas in terms of the war on terror. If anything, he's obviously gotten a lot of his liberal friends angry at him for that.
Well, yeah, he has and everything, but I think it's just the appearance... Well, I mean... Well, I don't really know, but I know that he's weakened it because my dad has said that he has weakened it, and my dad voted for McCain, and he voted for Duffy. So,
Who's Duffy?
What?
Who's Duffy?
Mitt Duffy?
Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney?
Yeah, are you talking about for president?
Well, I don't know. I know my dad was saying that Obama's no good and he's going to vote for Duffy.
Obama's no good? He's talking about Romney. Was it the presidential election?
I don't know.
Well, what was he voting for?
Well, he was voting when everybody was voting back in November.
That's for president.
Well, it was somebody else, though. It wasn't for president. Well, yeah, hold on for a minute. Hey, Watson. Watson.
Yeah?
Who ran for president?
Obama and Billy.
And Billy, that's all he knows.
Billy? I don't know who Billy... Well, your friend is nuts.
No, he's not nuts.
Okay, he's not nuts. I don't know who Duffy is, but your dad's a conservative?
Yeah, I would say very much. Well, I'm not really sure. If when you say conservative, what's Duffy?
Look, at RC, I gotta tell you, I don't know who Duffy is. Does your dad like Obama?
Yeah, he thinks Obama's okay.
Then why did you say that he's weakening the country?
Well, he doesn't like Obama weakening the country, but there's other areas that he says he's good on. Hey, hold on for a minute, Phil. Hey.
Well, we got to keep talking to this Watson guy, man. You're going to be doing a talk show, okay?
Yeah.
And you're going to be hosting the show. Are you going to have Watson there? No, he's not going to guest host with you.
Well, I thought I could...
No. You and you alone. And you're going to have to talk about something. Now, what are you going to talk about?
Well, I was going to talk about Duffy and...
Who the hell is Duffy, man?
God, man, keep it together, you know? It ain't like I'm talking about the end of the world or anything. You ask me what I'm going to talk about.
First of all, you tell me that your dad doesn't like Obama because Obama's weak in the country, and you agree with that. Then you tell me, well, your dad actually likes Obama except for a few things. I say, well, what is that? He doesn't know. Who's Duffy? I don't know. Who's he running for? I don't know. Is he liberal or conservative? I don't know. Is your dad liberal or conservative? I don't know. What are you, R.C., liberal or conservative?
Mr. Henry, I'm a soldier for the United States. For the United States. Okay? For the United States. Okay, period. I'm a soldier. I'm just a soldier. I'm just a dog face.
We're dog face.
Watson agrees, too.
You're a cadet, man. You're a cadet. You're not a soldier yet. Even you said you have the right to criticize. Let's take a break, okay?
I got a right to criticize. Let's take a break.
We're taking a break. We'll be right back. R.C. Collins.
Boy, you really hit a home run with him, didn't you?
Yeah, we're having R.C. on.
And his old man's driving a hard bargain. Well, you know, it's R.C. Collins. I'll never forget his dad's words. Hey, it's R.C. Collins, you know? He's looking at me like that, like he might as well be saying William F. Buckley. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
I don't want that crap. I want the other crap.
This is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
And welcome back here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're talking to R.C. Collins, and he also is with his friend Watson. They are down at, I think they're down at the Altadena Mall there, or the North Pasadena Mall. We're also going to be joined by Chris Collins, R.C.'s father, who was the man that I did the main negotiation with on R.C.'s short-term deal to help to fill in on our show. And Chris, sir, how are you? Good. It's good to be with you, and it was a pleasure doing business with you.
Well, it was a great pleasure. You're a real gentleman to do business with us, and I think R.C.'s going to do very well for you.
Okay, and when you talk to R.C., is R.C. there with you?
Yes, he is. Come here, son.
R.C., I wanted to ask you a question, because your father's on the phone there. You and your dad have reconnected after so many years. You were living with your mom, right?
Yes, sir. I was living with my mom down in Chatsworth.
And, Chris, you took R.C. from that home. Now, you guys told me that you didn't have a problem talking about this.
No, I don't have a problem at all. Sir.
All right. You took R.C. out of that home, and you live where?
Well, Phil, I live up in the Marina District of San Francisco. I have a home there. We also have a home in Monterey. And I operate Collins Prefabricators, which is a... It is a construction materials for prefab homes. We've been very successful with it, and when I found out that R.C. was getting up to no good down there, and his mother, as you know, has since been in rehabilitation for alcoholism and drug addiction, and R.C. was literally running wild in a railway tunnel down there and doing some sort of, what did you call it, gap? It's not gap, it's called goth, and it wasn't Satanism or anything, but it was pretty close. Well, you can understand I'd be very upset about that. He's got this friend Watson here. Okay, fine. I want the boy to have nothing but the best. That's why I put him at Bradley. Now, this Watson, I'm not... You should be careful, Dad, about how you talk about Watson. No, I'm not going to be careful of anything. Watson, come here for a minute, son.
Yeah.
Now, you know that I don't think you're a very good influence on R.C., as you want to rip the head off of a guy. He's always talking about wanting to rip off the head of Michael Myers and crap down his neck. I think that's pretty childish.
Well, I mean, what would you do?
What would I do?
Let's not engage him in...
This is important, Phil. We're talking about my son. I took him out of that home that he shared with his mother as she slept her days away, drank away her nights, slept away her days. And I picked my son up out of a railway tunnel in Chatsworth where he was sacrificing chickens. Yeah, Dad, but they were barbecued. I understand that, but they weren't alive. But it's the thought that counts when it comes to Satanism, and that's what was happening. Now I find out he's hanging around with this Watson. The kid's standing right next to me, but because I'm very powerful in business, even though this boy is 6'6" and about 300 pounds, he's not going to tell me what to do. I tell him. He doesn't tell me. Isn't that right, Watson?
Yes, sir.
So you are not going to rip Michael Myers' head off and crap down his neck. You know why?
Why?
Because there's no such person. There's no such person. Dad, I already told you, he doesn't care if you don't think that there is. He took the phone back. This is the proof. Hold on. You look at that. Woo! See, Mr. Henry, this is the problem with my father. He just saw two girls go by, and they're only 60. I'll talk to Mr. Henry. Why don't you guys get lost? Watson, take RC over for another yogurt. I don't want a yogurt. I told you I want black coffee. Then go get black coffee. Go ahead, Watson. Get lost, will you?
Yes, sir.
RC needs the proper, obviously the proper supervision, sir. You'd agree?
Absolutely.
All right. He just mentioned that you were scoping out a couple of 16-year-olds.
That's slander. That's absolute slander. And I would ask you to watch it.
Wait, hold on for a minute. I was quoting your son.
Yes, my son said that, but even though he said that, I'm telling you that I don't want you to say that. All right? Now, I watched two women go by. If you say they're 16, if RC thought they were 16, all right, they were 16. They looked at, to me, for all the world, to be 41, 42 years of age.
41 years of age? All I'm saying is that the boy needs to have the right influences.
Well, that's why I don't like this Watson kid saying he's going to crap down Michael Myers' neck. What is that about?
Okay, right there. What were you doing there?
Where? Well, I was looking at what was walking by. Don't you do that? Don't you do that?
I don't linger over if there are a couple of kids.
Well, Mr. Henry, are you here right now? You don't know what I'm doing. I'm on the phone with you. I'm talking to you. My son's getting yogurt and ice cream and coffee, and he's trying to be a boy for the first time in his life. And I'm trying to give him everything that I have, everything that he's been lacking. And a couple of women walk by. You say they're 16. I say they're 40. Who's to quibble?
I will just tell you this much. If these are actual girls underage, you should watch what you're doing around your son. This is the only thing. I'm not trying to tell you how to be a father. I'm not trying to tell you how to do anything. But the kid, like you said, I agree, he's had a tough, tough time of it.
My son, Mr. Henry, is the most important thing in the world to me right now. I've got him working this summer. He's going to be working with me at the plant. But we've had problems with him. His stepmother is a woman that has tried her very best. She is a lady. She's full-figured. She has a big chest. And I'm just going to say this to you. I caught RC getting inappropriate. Hold on, here he comes.
I crapped on his neck.
What's up, Dad? RC, isn't it true that you were inappropriate with your stepmother last summer? Well, I mean, I walked by her and I brushed against them.
What about that?
You didn't hear about nothing.
You brushed against, what are you talking about?
I walked by my stepmother and I brushed. It was hard not to, Dad, because of the hugeness. See, I don't want you to talk like that because to me that's disrespectful. Check that. Hey, watch it. Hey, you want to watch who you're with? Hey, you. Boy, this guy just bumped into me. Boy, you want $300 worth, don't you, pal? Yeah, I don't. Punk. RC walked by his stepmother last summer, Phil, and very inappropriately. You guys want to shut up? I'm on the phone over here. Come on, Dad, watch it, will you? These are friends of mine. How you doing, Turk? Yeah, what's up, man? Yeah. So, Bill, I swear I'm gonna wind up getting into going to jail tonight if you don't get these people out of here.
All right, what's the problem here?
I got people standing around eavesdropping on my phone conversations, and you're asking me why I'm looking at young ladies that have. Hey, do you guys want to shut up? I'm on the phone.
All right, take a break here. I don't know what's happening there. Would you get them under control?
Yeah, hey, RC, you got to tell your dad just to get under control. Mr. Henry said so. Yeah.
Hold on. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Yeah. You got to get them under control, man. It's all like, What? I don't know. You got to do it because Mr. Henry's getting pissed off. You better do it. Yeah, I'm saying so.
You just get off the phone and put him on hold already.
What? I gotta put you on hold. Yeah. You're fucked.
Phil Henry.
Back here, the world famous Phil Henry Show. We're just showing mug shots on Phil TV from the Chicago area. It says mugs in the news, a collection of Chicago area photos and some of the crimes. You can figure, okay, drunk. One of them was aggravated DUI, but then it gets into some of these ones, against children. It makes you very angry. We're on the line here with Chris Collins, who is the father of R.C. Collins. We also have R.C. on the line and his friend Watson, who is... I can hear there's a lot going on there, huh?
Phil, there is a lot going on here. Look at that.
See, that's what I mean, Dad. That's what Mr. Henry's talking about.
Mr. Collins, you got these young ladies walking by you.
I had young ladies walking by me, but I was not ogling them in the way that you thought I was. That's the part that I don't think is fair.
Yeah, but, Dad, you're all like, look at that and everything.
Let me go get him, sir.
No, I don't want you to go get them. This guy, this Watson that you're hanging around, what do you mean? Do I want you to go get them?
You want me to go get them and you can have them?
No, I don't want... Why do you attribute to me, Mr. Henry, a sexual deviancy that is obvious this Watson's got? Watson's my friend. He was my friend when nobody would be my friend. Why don't you man up? I'm trying to make you into a man.
All right, gentlemen, I don't need for you to be arguing, okay? What we're trying to do is just get to the root of the problem here, which I assume was the fact that R.C. didn't have decent parenting, and now he does, and you're going to have him there with you this coming summer. Now, you guys have talked about Watson's stepmother, Mr. Collins. Can you talk about that?
Well, yes, I will talk about that. R.C., you understand. How you doing? I'll make change for that dollar.
Dad, Mr. Henry's talking to you.
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry.
That's what I'm talking about. Are you telling me she was 40?
Who?
The lady that was going by there.
Never mind. R.C.'s stepbrother, Veronica, is large-chested. Now, R.C. brushed against her 6 months ago. I'll remember the day as long as I live. Because as he walked by her, they were in a hallway in our home. She was in the laundry area, and she turned and she inhaled. Now, that is on her. That's not on R.C. Finally, Dad, you see my way to it. I knew it.
Yeah, sir. I'm glad you believe him, sir.
Watson, I tell you what, why don't you take a powder, huh?
What?
Take a powder. Get out of here. Go on. Go peddle your papers. Hey, Dad, you're talking to my friend. You too. Go on. Beat it. Bug off. Go peddle your papers. Get out of here. Huh? I don't want those guys standing around when we're talking about delicate topics.
Well, all right, what did you mean when you said that she inhaled?
I didn't hear you.
I said, what did you mean when you said that she inhaled?
Hold on. There are people that are listening that are eavesdropping. I've got to go to a place that's a little more secure. Hold on, please. All right, this will work fine. Go ahead, sir.
You said that your wife, your wife, R.C.'s stepmother, who's large-chested, inhaled.
Hold on. Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Yeah? Hey, nice dress.
Okay, sir?
There's people walking by. Do you mind? You guys using the elevator? Are you using the elevator?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you getting? Well, if you're getting in the elevator, you mind getting in? Standing around looking at me? Standing around? What'd you say?
Will you, sir?
Sorry.
All right. So, Phil, R.C.'s stepmother was in the laundry room. He walked by one evening, and I witnessed this from my office. Are you people getting in that elevator? Are you going to stand there all day long playing with it? I'm going to move to another area. God, some people are rude. God, are they rude. So as he walked by her, oh, jeez.
Well, come on, will you, sir?
This is very sensitive stuff, Mr. Henry. So when R.C. walked by her, I saw her go, I distinctly saw that.
Okay.
All right, so that tells you something. It means that I'm not entirely laying this at the feet of my son. And I think that you should give me credit for that.
I don't understand. So you're saying she inhaled on purpose to what? So her breasts would...
You better believe it. Why else does a grown woman, when she sees a young 16-year-old boy walk by and he's only got so much space, she goes, she inhaled. And Mr. Henry, I'm not exaggerating when I tell you she is big. And when she inhaled, I tell you, I'd almost put him right to the wall. Now, this is a fact. This is a natural fact. All right, see, you and your friend should come on back over here now. God, what were you doing? See, what are you, playing with it or something? Come here. Come here, young man. I'm sorry, Dad. Come here. Bend over. Take your pants down.
Sir.
Excuse me, Mr. Henry. Don't tell me how to discipline my son. Pull your pants down, all the way down, and the underwear. That's it. Raise your...
I mean, I won't listen to that.
Well, I should say not, my God.
What's going on?
He was spanking him.
Yeah, and have him take his pants all the way down. Pull him all the way down. Take down your underwear.
All right, okay. Apparently, R.C. smart-mouthed him. He said, hey, Dad, what are you doing all the way over here? Are you playing with it? And that's when his father stopped the whole conversation, and all I heard him say was, take your pants down, that's right, and your underwear.
And they're in the middle of a mall.
They're in the middle of that... Altadena Mall. Well, in any event, so what I got out of this is that R.C. has been involved in some situations at home. This stepmother sounds like she's got a freaking screw loose, because apparently she, when he walked by her in the hallway, she inhaled, so her breasts would... He had no choice, but he was pinned against the wall or something.
Yeah, that's what I heard about. He told me that.
Well, what did he tell you?
He said when he walked by her, she goes, or whatever, she inhaled. And
why do you describe it that way? Because Mr. Collins did, too.
Apparently she has asthma. So when she inhales, it goes like that, you know?
Well, she wheezes.
Yeah, she wheezes. So when she walked by, or when he walked by her, his breasts hit her. I mean, when she walked by him and he inhaled, then his boobs. What am I saying?
No, man, talk about her.
She inhaled.
Yeah, she inhaled, and her boob hit him. Or, I mean, both boobs did, not just one. And, like what Mr. Collins said, like to put him through a wall.
Well, that's ridiculous. No, but the point is that she did this on purpose?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Well, I mean, I that sounds so bizarre. It's just goofy. It's kooky and goofy. It's koofy, you know?
Yeah. Or it's like a goody.
Yes, it's goody.
It's goody, yeah. All right, so thank you very much, Mr. Collins. R.C. Collins will be filling in for us at some future date, I'm sure, on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Very, very weird indeed. We've got a news story here that I think... Oh, also we have coming up Dean Wheeler. He'll be talking with us about the ongoing career of his wife, Emeralda, her singing career, which I understand is going along swimmingly. Although there is a little bit of trouble in paradise having to do with the fact that Dean's film, the documentary that he had been working on, has taken a definite second place to her career. So we are going to be talking with them later on in the show, probably next hour. News from Walt Disney. The Walt Disney Company expects to begin layoffs at its studio and consumer products division within the next 2 weeks, according to two people with knowledge of the matter in the latest cost reduction step to emerge from a company-wide review. The studio job cuts will center on the marketing and home video units and include a small number from the animation wing. And the source who spoke on condition of anonymity said because the plan had not yet been made public, they can't go on the record, you know.
I
Apparently, everybody was talking on anonymity.
But they just like he said, because it's not yet public record. There's always somebody that that a reporter can turn and make their. What do you think about people like that?
Well, as a reporter, you have to have them.
Yeah, I know that, but I mean, overall, what do you think of someone who's been told by the company that he works for, don't talk to anyone? And it's nobody's going to, you know, obviously it's not against the law. But what do you think of people that go ahead and leak news?
You said you did. You did?
I didn't leak anything. Nobody told me I couldn't say anything.
Yeah, man, now I know what you're talking about.
Well, am I the last one to know? What did you leak?
I didn't leak anything. I didn't leak a thing. I saw something, and I said something to somebody about it.
Yeah, you... Okay, then why didn't you say it was you that you did it?
What?
No, why didn't you say it was you that did it?
What am I supposed to say, man? You know, what am I going to say? Oh, by the way, that piece of news you read, that was me.
So you did leak. What did you say?
It was a long time ago. It doesn't mean anything.
Come on. You don't. I'm going to say it.
Why would you bring that up now?
Because you're bringing it up now too.
You're the one that's talking about leaking things, if you'll pardon the expression.
All right. I was over one day at Fox Television many years ago, and I saw a meeting going on. And I asked the person I was walking with, what was that meeting about? And they said it was a meeting that they were having because the Sunday night ratings had come in and they were a disaster and they were having this huge meeting out of it.
And it was over at Fox.
Yes. So when I got to the office, I called Matt Drudge.
What a god, man, sure.
Man, we're all tattletale and everything.
Oh, now I'm a tattletale, huh? Ordinarily, we think people like that are fantastic.
What a snitch.
Oh, and I'm a snitch, too. Listen, you know, when we have people to talk to the press, all of a sudden it's a good thing.
Yeah, a minute ago you said it was bad.
No, I didn't. I said, do we need people like that? All right.
You know, Phil, you have to be careful what you bring up. You never know what's going to come back and bite you on the you-know-what.
On the ass.
That's why I said you-know-what, because I...
Never mind, all right? Yes, I did. I called up Matt Drudge, because I knew Matt, because I...
Well, why did you call him up and tell him that?
I don't know. I thought it was a piece of news that he would want. I thought it was a piece of news that he would want. I thought it was an interesting piece of news, given the fact that at that particular time, Fox was doing very, very well. I mean, they've always been doing well, but they were really riding high. And they also were trying out some new shows. And when I saw that, it was public news that the shows got canceled. That wasn't the secret. The ratings were bad, and that was published. What wasn't published was that there was this big emergency meeting that the network was having as the result of those ratings coming in. Nobody knew that. So I don't even know if that was all that big of a piece of news.
Well, don't go minimizing it now, Phil, just because you feel guilty. You know?
Well, it's not that I feel good. I'm looking at it in retrospect. What's the big deal? So they had a meeting.
Yeah, they had a meeting. Nobody known about it.
Why don't you learn how to speak English before you're talking to me, okay?
No, he ain't the one that's... He's not the one that snitched it.
I didn't snitch anything. You know, this word snitch really bothers me. And I'll tell you why. Forget about me. Maybe I am a snitch, okay? I'd be happy to take that label on me. But I don't like this idea that because people do the right thing as citizens... and maybe talk to the cops about a crime they saw, that they're snitches. This word is in the vox populi, and I ain't digging it, man. No way, no way, no way.
The vox populi. Get a load of you.
What is that, Spanish?
It's Latin. All right.
What's that?
It's a language they used to speak that they don't speak anymore. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back here with more. We have Dean Wheeler coming up next hour to talk about the entertainment business, specifically his wife's career and how his is going in the toilet. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and online at philhenryshow.com. We are going to, as I mentioned, beginning this summer, we're going to start a daily podcast that's going to be show length, close to show length. I don't think we're going to be doing a three-hour podcast. No way. But we are going to be doing a daily podcast that will involve the elements of our show, including, you'll be happy to know, phone calls.
Hey. You gotta do that, man.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Don't you worry a thing. I mentioned that on the air the other day, and someone said, well, how are you going to do that, man, if it's just a regular podcast? Just let me worry about that, okay? Don't worry, man. I got it all figured out. All figured out. So it will include phone calls. It will be a BSP-only podcast. We're also going to be planning a video cast, which will be for public consumption. It will not be a premium content. So lots ahead on our website. We were just looking at here the mugshots from, this is the Chicago area mugshots. And the reason why, Bud was asking me, what did you say, Bud?
Well, those names, like the guy right there, Andre Gugarugu or something.
They're not Gugarugu, man.
That's not Gugarugu, it's Gerugiu. Andrea Gerugiu, and I would imagine, Phil, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Chicago being the traditional area where a lot of Eastern Europeans settled, is that right?
Well, there are a lot of Polish people settled in Chicago.
Yes, Polish. And I would imagine that Andrew Gurugugui, now I forgot, it's...
Well, you said it's Andre, we're looking at his picture, Andre Gurugiu.
Yes. I would imagine that he's Polak, not Polak, I'm sorry.
Let's say Polak.
I'm sorry, Phil.
Yeah, do you use the N-word?
No, I most certainly... That's different, that's... I would never do that.
Well, then, well, let's not start with the other word. We're going to start calling that the P word. Let's have a little respect, okay?
Oh, let's have a little respect. All right. Then quit calling women, well...
I don't call women... Don't you start saying things that I don't say. Call women what?
You call them chicks.
So what? Women call each other chicks. This guy here, this gentleman here...
Oh, he's a gentleman now. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Resisting a peace officer, obstructing an officer, possession of drug well...
Oh, that's really terrible stuff. I mean, if he beat up on a cop, okay, that's worse than... In my opinion, that's worse than possession of drug paraphernalia. It doesn't say that. It said he resisted a peace officer, and he obstructed a peace officer.
Well, how do you know he didn't beat one up?
I don't know, but I'm just saying that... I'm just saying that that certainly isn't murder. And I don't see anything in here about assault. It said he resisted a cop, he obstructed a cop, probably, and then it says possession of drug paraphernalia. It doesn't sound like he got the worst of it. It sounds to me like that there was an arrest wherever he was, and maybe it was of his friends, and he tried to step in between the cop and the guy, and the cop wind up throwing him in jail because you're not supposed to do that.
But what'd he do? You can't obstruct a police officer, man, when he's making an arrest.
He probably got opened his big fat mouth and said something.
He opened it, and his big fat nose, well, not his nose.
Yeah, Doug's got a big nose because of the Polish people.
What is it with you all of a sudden? You know, Margaret, I blame you for this.
What did I do?
Oh, the whole Polak thing. And now he's in on a big nose thing.
Well, all I said was the man's name is Andriu Gugugu. I can't pronounce that, Phil.
It's G-I-U-R-G-I-U.
Gugugi.
Yeah, Gugugi.
Where are you getting Gugugi out of that? That's G-I what?
G-I.
I'm writing it down. G-I.
U.
G-I what?
G-I-U-R.
I've got to start all over again.
Oh, man.
Let's write it down good.
I'm writing it down good. G what?
G-I-U.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were saying G-U. G-I-U.
R-G-I.
Well, which is it? What?
He said G-I-U.
Don't yell at me. So help me God, Bud. I'll put my foot right through what's left of it. You're the one with only one testicle, right?
No, that's R.C., the guy that was on the phone.
Sorry. G-I...
Margaret, I'm going to do this one more time. G-I-U...
Yes.
R-G-I-U.
All right.
Which is it?
Well, you did kind of repeat it.
I didn't repeat anything, man. The guy's got some repetitious letters in his name. G-I-U-R-G-I-U.
Okay, I wrote this down, and let me look at it again here. Let me get out. I've got a Polish-English dictionary.
What are you looking at?
What does it mean? That will help me.
Yeah, if you figure out the meaning of a word.
Wait a minute. This is the guy's last name, isn't it?
Yes, but it might mean something.
Well, what difference does it make when you're going to try to pronounce it?
Never mind. G-I-U-R-G-I-U. Ah, here we are. Gugulu, or whatever it is. G-I-R-U. A fence, a division, a ditch. It says about a ditch for refuse.
Okay, does that help you?
Well, not really, no. Why would it?
Yeah, why would it?
Then why did you have your Polish-American dictionary in the first place? A ditch for refuse?
No, that's something else. You know what? I know what I did. This is the Romanian-American...
Give me that.
Phil, what are you doing?
I'm going to throw it away. I'll rip it in half if I have to.
You know, it's a good thing, Phil, that I'm a lot older than I was when I was younger, because if I was younger, then I would be a lot younger than I am right now. And, no.
Yeah, uh-huh. What else?
Why don't you stick it?
There's Margaret. There she goes to the bathroom.
That's right.
We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show. Good goo goo.
Yeah, well, how do you pronounce it?
I told you guys. Guruji-u. That's about as good as anybody's done it here, okay?
No, not really, Miss Henry.
Phil Henry.